Week 1. Pronunciation. Please open the book at Week 1 Pronunciation, so you can read the words while you're hearing them. But if you are currently behind the wheel of a car, or if you're jogging, I wouldn't advise to try and read as well. Let's start with the single vowels, A, E, I, O, U. In French, they are
A.
Three kinds of E.
E, E, E. I, O, U.
After each French vowel, we'll give you an English word of roughly the same sound. And then we're going to say some French words for you to practice. Just like in new words, there'll be a short pause for you to repeat the French words, but all in a row. Say them quickly and aloud. Here we go.
A.
Like in us.
A place quatre vacances. E.
Like in yes.
Le, je, est, elle. Et, est, est.
As in say.
Était, très, est.
Don't worry about all those accents if you're reading along in the book. But if you're really keen, just listen again to the last three words.
Était, très, est.
And you'll be able to spot the slight difference. But remember, near enough is good enough.
I, I.
This can be an English I or Y, but the sound is like an E, like in the English word fee.
Nice, 10, avril, I. O.
Like in not.
Non, bon, poste. U.
There's no English equivalent. Try the way a Scotsman would say nu in Och I the nu. Then say
une, excusez.
Now the doubles and triples, which make only one sound.
E, e, e.
Like in say.
Maison. J'ai. Mais. Fête. Été. Plaît. Neige. O.
Like in no.
O. Aussi. Beau. Renault. Côte. E.
Like in curve.
De. Ordinateur. Malheureusement. Où. Où.
Like in the month June.
Nous. Pour. Bonjour. Épouse. Toulouse. Août.
Now some vowel combinations. These are pronounced one at a time.
Oa.
Like the English word Noah. And now repeat.
Moi, trois, revoir. Oui.
Like the name Louis. And now repeat the French word for yes.
Oui. Oui.
And now say.
Suis.
Last one coming up.
Mieux.
And now repeat.
Mieux.
Here are some vowel and consonant combinations, ER and EZ. You'll meet them quite often, especially at the end of words. They're pronounced as one sound, like the A in play. The R and Z are not pronounced. Now say,
allez, chez, excusez.
And here come some unusuals, mostly found at the end of words. They are unusual because they're said as if you have a cold and your nose is blocked. Look at an and n, and now say the word sang while your nose is closed. How did it sound? French,
en.
And now repeat.
Dans, en, moment.
AM and EM are not so hard. Listen to the word September in French and then repeat it.
Septembre.
Now listen to what happens to IN and IM.
Un.
It's like in sang with a heavy cold.
Cardin. Cinq.
It's the same when you see ON and OM.
On.
And now repeat.
Bon. Bonjour. Non. Allons. Maison.
Finally, there's UN and UM. If you count just up to one, you would say
un.
At this point, you can take a deep breath. We're starting on the consonants, and they're much easier. There are only a few which differ from the English. The strange C with the hook underneath sounds just like a double S. Now say
garçon.
The H is always silent.
Malheureusement, homme.
Both with hidden H's. J and G are soft when they appear before the letters E or I, like the J in jolly, but a bit slurred. Now repeat.
J'ai, jour, Peugeot.
Double L sounds like the Y in yes. Please repeat.
Travail.
The QU turns into a K like in king.
Que, banque, quatre.
The S is sometimes soft like an English Z. You'll find it in the French word for house.
Maison.
Then there's CH. That turns into an English SH, like in ship.
Chez.
Finally, the R. That's a dry, throaty version of the English. Listen and then repeat.
Trois.
Now we come to something that's very different from other European languages, the silent endings. Quite a few of the endings of French words are just not pronounced. The first to swallow is the S at the end. There are so many examples that we're going to give you just two lots to repeat. Listen and then say aloud.
Dans, avons, vous, suis, Paris, mais, trois, toujours.
T and TS are both silent at the end of a word, like in
et, son, enfant.
And in the French word for is, both S and T are silent. All that's left is
est.
Both Z and X are silent when you see them at the end of a word.
Chez, beau, mieux.
When you spot a word ending in ES, both are silent, like in
place, somme, fête, vacances.
But here are three exceptions where only the S is dropped. If you swallowed more, there would be nothing left to say.
Les, des, très.
Many words end in a silent E. Here are just a few examples.
Appel, belle, femme.
But if there's an accent on the E, like in terminé, you must pronounce it. And don't swallow the end of these three, they're short enough already.
De, je, le.
When you listen to French, it sounds very smooth. Often, you cannot hear where one word ends and another starts. This is because those silent letters at the end of words, especially the S, are pulled over to the next word, if this starts with a vowel. So, nous avons will sound like nous avons. Here are three more examples for you to repeat.
Vous aussi. 3 ans. Nous allons.
Another reason why French sounds so smooth is that a lot of words are contracted. When two vowels collide, one is dropped. Here are two examples.
J'étais. C'est.
Congratulations for having worked through the rules of French pronunciation. You can now practice your new skills on the next module.